News release. Halton Regional Police Service. The Halton Regional Police Service remains committed to road safety through prevention, education and enforcement initiatives. On March 20, 2023, Halton Regional Police Service officers responded to a single vehicle collision in the area of Guelph Line and Mount Forest Drive in Burlington. As a result of an investigation, Ronald Hammond, 46, of Burlington was charged with operation while impaired and blood alcohol concentration 80 mg or more, within 2 hours. On March 22, 2023, Halton Regional Police Service officers responded to a citizen-initiated complaint in the area of Guelph Line and New Street in Burlington. As a result of an investigation, Joanna Mendoza Carmona, 41, of Burlington was charged with operation while impaired and blood alcohol concentration 80 mg or more, within 2 hours. On March 23, 2023, Halton Regional Police Service officers responded to a single vehicle collision in the area of Ghent Avenue and Brant Street in Burlington. As a result of an investigation, Ezra Parfit Gunn, 27, of Hamilton was charged with operation while impaired and blood alcohol concentration 80 mg or more, within 2 hours. Members of the public are reminded that driving under the influence of drugs and/or alcohol is a crime in progress and to call 911 immediately to report a suspected impaired driver. The service's Twitter and Facebook accounts should not be used for this purpose as they are not monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here are some signs of an impaired driver. Driving unreasonably fast, slow or at an inconsistent speed. Drifting in and out of lanes. Tailgating and changing lanes frequently. Making exceptionally wide turns. Changing lanes or passing without sufficient clearance. Overshooting or stopping well before stop signs or stop lights. Disregarding signals and lights. Approaching signals or leaving intersections too quickly or slowly. Driving without headlights. Failing to lower high beams or leaving turn signals on. Driving with windows open in cold or inclement weather. Please be reminded that all persons charged are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.